This precious human life so hard to find, its freedoms and resources like a boat to navigate samsara's endless sea and set myself and other beings free without distraction always day and night to study, contemplate, and meditate. This is the way a bodhisattva trains. While those I love can stir up a tsunami, and those I hate can burn me up like fire, when I don't care, I lose my moral compass, and dark delusion permeates my mind. To leave behind my habits and reactions, this homeland where I've dwelt from life to life, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. When I avoid conditions that disturb me, emotional afflictions lose their strength. When there are no distractions to engage me, my dharma practice grows to fill the space. Awareness knowing Rigpa clarifies, and certainty in dharma dawns and thrives, on solitude and silence to rely. This is the way a bodhisattva trains. Old friends I've known as long as I remember, one day we'll have to go our separate ways. Material possessions I've worked hard for will be enjoyed by someone else one day. This consciousness, a guest, will leave my body, the guest house where for all my life it stayed. To let go of attachment to this lifetime, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. When I'm with friends who strengthen the three poisons, reflection, study, meditation fade, kindness and compassion are forgotten, and I'm caught up again in worldly aims, not following the friends who harm my practice, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. When I rely on spiritual friends, my faults and negative behaviors wane, constructive qualities and skills expand, just like the brilliance of the waxing moon. To hold authentic dharma friends more dear than even my own physical welfare, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. Who can the worldly deities protect? Themselves imprisoned in samsara's jail, the three jewels which embody freedom's path, reliable protection without fail, to seek refuge in Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. The sufferings of the three lower realms, these states of mind so difficult to bear, according to the teachings of the sage, are the result of actions that cause harm. Therefore, even with my own life at stake, from harmful actions always to refrain, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. Like drops of dew upon each blade of grass, the three realms' happiness evaporates. In contrast, the supreme and highest state of liberation doesn't ever change. To strive in all our efforts to be free, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. My mother's each and every sentient being, since time without beginning cared for me. How can I be happy while they're suffering? I must get to work to set them free, to cultivate the mind of full awakening. This is the way a bodhisattva trains. The source of every single suffering is wishing for my happiness alone, while focusing on others' benefit gives rise to Buddhahood awakening, to fully and wholeheartedly exchange my happiness for others' suffering. This is the way a bodhisattva trains. If someone driven by intense desire steals all my wealth or instigates the theft, to dedicate to them from all three times my wealth, good deeds, and merit, everything, This is the way a bodhisattva trains. Though I've not done the slightest thing that's wrong, without a cause someone cuts off my head to generate compassion in my heart and take upon myself all their misdeeds. This is the way a bodhisattva trains. If someone slanders me and spreads the word, maligning me throughout the universe, to pay them back I fill my heart with love, extolling their good traits and character. This is the way a bodhisattva trains. If someone tells a crowd my hidden faults and speaks of me with undisguised contempt, to see them as my spiritual friend and bow sincerely with respect to them, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. If someone I've cared for as my own child turns on me as their worst enemy, then like a mother when her child is ill, to shower them with more love than before, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. If someone my inferior or peer through pride disparages and puts me down, to honor them as I would my teacher and place them reverently on my crown, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. When I've lost everything and everyone abuses me and treats me with contempt, I'm stricken by disease and very sick, on top of that a demon's in my head, to take on all the suffering of beings completely free of all discouragement, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. Though I've achieved the pinnacle of fame, and the whole world bows down to me in awe, I'm rich beyond my very wildest dreams. Whatever money buys, I have it all. To see that there's no essence in success, and never think I'm better than the rest, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. If I don't tame my inner enemy, the poison of aggression, anger, hate, then outer enemies just multiply. No matter how to vanquish them, I fight to tame my own mind with an army of the forces of compassion, kindness, love. This is the way a bodhisattva trains. Since pleasures and desire are like salt water, the more I drink them in, the more I crave. Therefore, the moment that attachment stirs, to drop it right away without a pause, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. All appearances are my own mind. Mind's nature from the start is concept-free. To know my own mind's nature and refrain from grasping onto subject-object signs, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. When I encounter something that's delightful, such as a rainbow on a summer day, to give up all attachment to its beauty and never cling to it as truly real, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. All forms of suffering are just like dreaming that my beloved child has passed away. Appearances like these are just delusions. To take them as true drains my energy. When I encounter adverse circumstances, to see them as delusions of my mind, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. If wishing to attain awakening, I need to give even my body up, then doesn't it go also without saying that this applies to mere external stuff, without hope for reward or benefit, to generously give away a gift, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. If through a lack of ethical conduct, I can't accomplish my own benefit, then any aspiration to achieve the benefit of others is a joke. To keep and guard my ethical conduct, completely free from worldly influence. This is the way a bodhisattva trains. For bodhisattvas wishing to accrue a wealth of wholesome virtue and good deeds, all harm is like a precious treasure trove from other people or adversity. To cultivate a patient attitude, not feeling irritated or abused, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. If listeners and solitary Buddhas, in striving just for their own benefit, are seen to focus with the same resolve as putting out a fire on their head, since my aim is to benefit all beings, and effort is the source of all good traits, I must engage with joyful perseverance. This is the way a bodhisattva trains. To vanquish my emotionality, I need insight based in tranquility. To understand this and to cultivate, a stable, focused, meditative state, not getting stuck in the four formless realms, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. The five perfections lacking inner wisdom are not enough for full awakening. To cultivate the wisdom of true knowing, united with the path of skillful means, and not conceive the three parameters, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. If I don't look into my own confusion, I could be just a Buddhist counterfeit, a person who has all the outer trappings but doesn't act the way the Buddha taught. To always analyze my own confusion and then take measures to abandon it, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. If I, compelled by reactivity, relate another bodhisattva's fault, it undermines my own integrity, and I myself decline as a result. To never speak of faults or of mistakes of someone on the Mahayana path, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. When I am swayed by honor and reward, I may fall prey to quarrels and discord, and motivation may disintegrate to study, contemplate, and meditate, abandoning attachment to domains of benefactors, relatives, and friends, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. Harsh words, besides upsetting other people, impair my bodhisattva practice too. To give up speech that's harsh, rude, or abusive, unpleasant for recipients to hear, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. Once reactivity becomes a habit, it's hard to turn its energy around. To overpower it without delay, by wielding mindfulness and vigilance, the moment a reaction first begins, attachment or another poison, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. To sum it up, whatever I am doing, in all my conduct and my practices, through constant mindfulness and vigilance, to monitor the state of mind I'm in, directing it to others' benefit, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. And we'll chant verse 37 three times. In order to dispel the suffering of beings numberless as space is vast, to dedicate the merit of my practice to everyone's complete awakening with wisdom purified of three domains, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. In order to dispel the suffering of beings numberless as space is vast, to dedicate the merit of my practice to everyone's complete awakening with wisdom purified of three domains, this is the way a bodhisattva trains. in order to dispel the suffering of beings numberless as space is vast, to dedicate the merit of my practice to everyone's complete awakening with wisdom purified of three domains. This is the way a Bodhisattva trains.